Well, the coach mightn't have been too happy with the win, but this man should be happy. He scored a double in this winning fixture. Nathan Peets, good morning.
How are you, mate? How are you?
Yeah, good. Well done, mate. The double.
Yeah, it was obviously good to get a couple of tries, but yeah, it was a good, tough win in the tricky conditions yesterday. So thought both teams competed for 80 minutes, and yeah, we ended up getting away with two points.
Your two long-range efforts, mate, your tries.
Oh, mate, I don't think I've scored a try more than 3 metres, so, yeah, no, as long as I get across the line, I'm happy.
Hey, mate, they all count for 4 points, don't they?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
they've been a bogey side for you guys, haven't they? I think that's your first win in 7 attempts, so it's a nice one.
Yeah, well, that's the first time I've played the night as an Eel. You know, I mean, obviously, from South played a lot of times, but I didn't get to play against them last year when I was injured, so it's always a tough game up in Newcastle, and I don't think I've ever played in sort of windy conditions like where every kickoff was a nightmare. But yeah, it was just good to get two wins. And, you know, Brad was happy with the win. I think people got his sort of his statement mixed up. He was just disappointed how we don't do that every week.
Yeah, you know, sure.
So he was definitely happy with the 2 points. And obviously, we didn't play our best, but we still got the win. But yeah, there's a big thing with our side this year is, you know, we can turn it on 1 week and then we're not being able to do it next week. So that's what he's a bit disappointed about, and hopefully we can show him that we can do it this week.
Yeah, I mean, that thing they talk about, consistency, Nathan, that's certainly the holy grail for any sporting team from any code, really, isn't it? But it's so hard to get.
Yeah, or even for individual performance, consistency is the hardest, you know what I mean? The thing we've sort of lacked in the past and so far this year is there's a big gap between our best game and our worst game. Mm. And even that for individual performances too. So if we can try and bridge that gap and have our worst performances as close to our best performances, then we're going to be a lot better. So we needed that win yesterday and I'm glad we got it. And off this week, we've got Brisbane up in Brisbane on Saturday and Anzac Day. So it's going to be a massive clash and we get the work off after that. So hopefully we can... you get the 2 points there.
Yeah, I imagine it's confusing too. You sort of put in the effort that you did running into last week or the weekend just gone and don't get the result. You're sort of asking yourself, why isn't it happening?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, mate. It's just I think it was an attitude thing with us the two previous weeks after beating South. And I think, when we're not expected to win, we seem to perform, and the times when we're expected to win, we're not showing up with the right attitude. So there's a different mentality there yesterday in the sheds before the game, and even when we're 12-0 down, we're still defending quite well, except for the two lapses with the tries. But you get that feeling when you're on the field, if you're on or not, and I had that feeling, and we bounced back pretty well.
Worst thing you could do for a National Rugby League team over the weekend was lead. The Cowboys, they trailed 12-0 and won. You guys trailed 12-0 and won. And 22-0. 22-0 for the Raiders, and they won.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear the Raiders score after our game. I checked on my phone. Obviously, Tigers at Leichhardt Oval were hard to beat. And just goes to show that NRL these days is more... more attack going on and more ball thrown around. So, any leads aren't really safe. Credit to the Raiders. I didn't really watch the game, but to come back from that score is a pretty good effort.
And Nath, John Folau, mate, do you like him?
Oof. Yeah, he's a good young kid and he's quite a humble kid, you know. He's still learning. He's still only in 20, you know what I mean? So he's got a lot of learning to do and I think he's doing a pretty good job so far for us and he's a big, strong boy. And we learned that during preseason, he's bumping a few blokes off. Mm. So, and he can hit as well on defence. So, I think his brother helps him out there with things he has to work on that, and then he's got a good coaching staff and good senior players in our team that can help him as well. So I think if he keeps his head down and keeps working hard, I think he could be anything.
Mate, one of those efforts. I mean, they had good shots on him on both of them, and they hardly knocked him off balance. He was unbelievable, mate. Richie Faioso was so good to see him back, but the poor bugger only lasted 5 minutes coming back from a broken neck of all things, and he got taken from the field with concussion and he was very wobbly.
Yeah, it's a bit unlucky for Fast his first game back, but thankfully it wasn't his neck or anything, it was just a good old concussion, and he'll be right for next week if he's selected. And it's just an unlucky thing, I guess. Just got his head in the wrong position there at the end. In that contact, it wasn't even that bad of really getting his head in the position. Just end up hitting the shoulder.
Yeah,
I learned that a couple of weeks
ago. I was about to say, a bit about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes you're not even getting your head in the wrong position. You just end up copping the shoulder by accident. And he probably didn't do himself any favors by getting up and trying to run because he fell over a couple of times. So, but that's just the competitor he is. You know what I mean? He just wants to get up and do the best for his side. But hopefully he gets another crack next week.
And just with regard to Anthony Watmo, is he starting to find that form that he's after? He was disappointed with a few things a couple of weeks ago, but he's an absolute pro.
Yeah, he's, I think he's just, you know, getting used to the new team. It's a big thing when you've played your whole career at one team and then you come to a new side with new structures, new coaching staff and new players, and with such a high expectation like Anthony, you know, sort of does, you know, people are going to think, oh, why isn't he doing this or that? So it's going to take any new player a couple of weeks to settle in, especially when you've had a, you know, 10-year career at another club. And I think he's starting to find his feet now and he's starting to get, you know, the game plan right. And yeah, I think he's going to get better and better every week.
No, thanks for your time, mate. I think you've got the Broncos next, so that'll be a tough one at Suncorp. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, boys, for having me.
Keep playing well. Nathan Peet's there, scored the double. Good and play, a big win over the Knights. They needed it.